Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
How are you, young Francois?
I'm okay.
Francisco?
I was a little tired this evening, but I've pepped up.
It's your sugar levels.
It has. They've dropped.
Like your...
My boobs. You're listening to the Two Fat Lattes. The SMS is 0427JOY949.
I thought you were going to say mutton chops.
The phone number is 1300JOY949.
1300JOY949.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you got to say it like that. 1300JOY949.
Almost questioning the number.
That's right. Mm. It's good to question.
It is. And the email on air at joy.org.au.
On air at joy. You say it so fast, it just sounds like a mumble.
People know it.
It sounds like you're talking out of your camel toe.
People know what I'm
clarify,
talking about.
Clarify, please. Be
enunciate.
Enunciate.
On air
at joy.org.au. Because you know we have tens of listeners in the United States, Germany, England. All docking with us as we speak.
Docking.
Yes.
Speaking of docking, we had a person writing to us.
You had. We've actually had. The Lattes have received snail mail this week.
Isn't that odd?
Someone wrote a letter and actually mailed it to the Homo helpline. They
very old school.
Very old school.
I mean, we talk about old school, but no one actually sits down and does it.
And we love people that just do it.
Absolutely.
Like Tiger.
And you're on gay radio, of course.
You, rainbow radio, thank you.
I didn't know
we that. We encompass the whole spectrum.
Okay, well, you know.
Even.
Were you being PC all of a sudden?
I have always been PC. That is me, I'm PC to a T.
You should put that on a T-shirt.
PC to a T.
Absolutely. Mm. The world's first cougar cruise is sold out in the US, Benny.
Is that on a boat?
I would say so.
The world's first...
That's a bit scary, a cougar cruise.
A cougar cruise. So like a boatload full of over 40s.
Yeah. Is that their definition of cougar, over 40?
I think, yes, a cougar is over 40.
Are we going over 40?
Over 40.
I thought it was a higher age
there has
bracket.
Been... There, one was known to be 39.
It's aimed at older women who prefer to date younger men known as cubs.
Oh, get your own name.
Your own word.
Oh, that's those beige infiltrators. You get your own term. Thank you very much.
What would you call a beige young person?
Boring. Aren't they a drab?
Yeah, I suppose so. Maybe no, drabs are younger.
Drabs are fresh out of the shell.
That's right.
When you crack open a beige egg, it's a drab.
That's right.
Drabs are in prams.
So your cub, you need a cub sort of
equivalent. I'm really not liking that. Sorry.
They've taken our word.
We had the term cub.
We did.
And cub is, because a cub's slightly hairy.
Slightly.
Aren't they? Because bears have
cubs. They're young, hairy ones.
Bears have cubs. Cougars can get their own. What do cougars have? Apart from sagging tits. The problem is if they got a cub, they wouldn't be able to feed it.
Okay.
Bitty. Well, their breastfeeding days are over.
So they've called it a cub. Let's move on from that.
Let's not move on from that.
We will. Just for the time being. We'll think of one while we're talking.
Messages are coming in as we speak.
We'll think of one while we're speaking.
The fully booked international cougar cruise is set to sail from San Diego.
Yep, in California on December 4 and comes to Australia, apparently.
Oh, no, watch out.
Are that boatload coming into Sydney Harbour?
Watch out. Oh, I hope they do go to Sydney.
Oh, they won't come to Port Phillip
Thank God that harbour can accept them.
Oh, you think they won't fit through the heads?
We don't harbour cougars. Oh, can
they
you imagine? Can you imagine? There's going to, like, that ship not only will be emitting, like, diesel fumes, but there'll be this big cloud of like peroxide fumes coming off it as well.
They might propel it forward.
Those poor dolphins that swim next to it.
And apparently there's going to be a cougar convention held here too.
Oh, that just reeks. I can just smell it from here.
Do you want to know what cougars are defined as?
No.
The new breed of single older woman.
Yes.
Confident.
They're not confident.
Sophisticated.
They are not sophisticated.
Desirable.
Undesirable.
And sexy.
I just lost a packet of cheesels.
And on the phone, I think I have someone all the way from the UK. Oh, no, maybe the US now.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Where am I?
I think you're in the US, sweetheart.
Am I?
Lourdes, how are you going?
Hi, Frank.
How is it with you?
I'm a little bit worried.
Why, doll?
I didn't know who to talk to, so I thought I'd better call you.
Well, it's good that you've rung here.
I know, because he helped me a lot.
Yeah, that's good. What's going on?
Well, first, I'm really worried about my mum.
Yeah?
She's going on a cruise.
Yeah. What kind of cruise?
Well, you were talking about it.
Oh, is that one?
Yeah.
The Cougar Cruise?
The Cougar one.
Really?
Yeah, because my new dad, he's 21.
Really?
I think.
You don't know?
What's his name?
Jesus.
Enough with the religious gimmicks, alright? Hey, listen, I think I'm really worried about my mum.
Yeah.
You know when someone's famous?
Yeah.
Like she likes to, like, get with them.
Yeah.
You know, like, do you remember Britney?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, she put her tongue down Britney.
She did. She gave her a big pash.
And what I'm really worried about now,
yeah,
because I saw her practicing, and I reckon, I want to warn her.
Yeah.
Because I think Susan Boyle's on the list. And my mum's going to stick her tongue down her throat.
We got a Christmas card, Benny.
Oh, that was the other thing that came in the mail.
I opened it up and all these stars fell out.
Oh, well, you know a gay man's had a go at it.
There's glitter. I was going to say something. Anyway, do you want to read what it says?
Yes, please.
It says, Dear Lattes, wishing you a super Christmas and a fabulous new year. Love from Rainbow Agent number 967.
Oh, thank you, Agent 967.
He's got his name in brackets. I don't know if I should read the agent's name
out. Do not reveal any of our secret operatives' names out on air. They may be doing some very special work tonight out on the field.
Do you like the cover
I do. It's a lovely card. Thank you for that retro feel card. Love it. Our operatives are out in society tonight because you know what tonight is?
What's tonight?
There's a lot of hurt out there tonight. I can feel it in
Why?
The air.
Why
I can
do you
feel
say
it
that?
In the force.
How come?
I feel like Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I can feel a disturbance in the force.
Really?
Because there's a lot of people out there tonight. They're not in touch with us because they are at their work Christmas party.
Oh, is that what's going on tonight?
Can't you feel it?
I had mine last night.
We should play Michael Jackson's Can You Feel It? Because I can actually feel the distress.
Well, Graham had his and he was telling me all about his.
Oh, the poor Gaz.
But he had his last night. Oh, no, today actually.
Oh, he had a lunch.
Yes.
Well, that's how... See, poor Graham, who comes and answers the phone for us and handles our front area, he does a great job of handling our front area. But the fact that he's actually here tonight is testament to the fact of how drab his Christmas lunch was. Because he's here, he's sober.
And he was early.
He's fully dressed. How boring was that Christmas party lunch?
So you're thinking that there's a lot of distress because they're all going to be very dull. Is that your feeling?
I want to hear from one person. I dare you. I dare you, gay radio. One person who had a fabulous Christmas party.
Maybe they haven't had one yet.
Exactly.
There's still a couple of weeks to go.
No, they're all doing it now. If you haven't had one by now, you're going to have a drab one.
Oh, really?
Because that means it's probably just going to be a barbecue. I like an honest barbecue.
An honest one?
Yeah.
As opposed to a dishonest barbecue.
No, I like a get down, get dirty barbecue. That's okay. I can accept that.
Okay. So a disorganized barbecue is not your cup of tea?
Look, if there's a theme.
Oh,
shit. And then, like, if there's Kris Kringle. Oh, we actually had a Well, it is. Come on, we all know it. And I'm just the Lancet.
Or the Lancet.
I'm the lance that's being swiped across the huge boil that is Christmas party.
Hell.
And I'm going to lance it, goddammit. I've been warning people for months. I said, get ready. Get your immune system up. Don't be tempted.
It's going to happen.
Do not give in to Kris Kringle. What?
Penny, you'll be so proud of me.
You gave in.
I didn't.
I did. Only because you know why I gave in?
What are you saying to me?
Do you know why?
You made me not and you did it.
Well, I had to. Because the poor girl that organized, she looks so sad. Do you know that look?
And I thought, you can't. So you felt sorry for her?
I felt sorry for her and I thought, I can't. You know, like I have. And then she said, look, it's a $20 limit.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, that's half a calendar. You know, and like, what can you buy for 20 bucks?
What can you buy for 10?
Well, that's your fault. Oh, no, you said no.
Exactly.
Well, can't I tell someone off tonight? I feel like telling someone off.
Well, don't tell me off. I did exactly what you told me.
I'm so glad you did.
You've gone against me.
I know. It was very difficult. And when you work in a small place, it's very difficult. And I thought $20 is all right. But like, I know I should. I didn't have a batch of Kris Kringle cream on me, anti-Kringle cream. So I couldn't apply it. Otherwise, I would have.
I'm very disappointed.
Peter the architect called and rang and said, how's your diet going?
Well, it's pretty bad over Christmas.
What's he mean?
How's your diet going? Are you on a diet?
Am I?
Or am I on a diet?
Am I?
Are you?
What are you getting at? Anyway, no, it's going fabulously.
How about
well.
You ask Peter?
It's going very well, Peter. Thank you very much. Now, Simo from East St Kilda called. He says, I've been dying for a dose of Two Fat Latte all week. Now I'm copping it hard and strong. Thanks, lattes. And that's from Simo in East St Kilda.
Okay, we'll keep the other ones for a little bit
later.
No,
wait a sec, Ruth, because Ruth, Poor Ruth from Elwood.
Oh, quickly.
She's a gorgeous beigette with her oven doors always falling off. She rang to say that she's enjoying her Friday night listening to
the
lattes.
Thank you, Ruth. Love
Thank
your
you,
work.
Ruth. Your latte party has just begun.
Aye.
What article have you
Well, got I was there? Interested to see during the week mm-hmm. that there was some media coverage about the Queen. You know, yeah. You can never get enough of the Queen.
Oh, never.
The Queen has ordered a crackdown on paparazzi photographers. She's over
How
it.
How come?
She has hit a wall.
Why?
The order comes as the royals prepare for their traditional Christmas celebrations at Sandringham.
Sandringham?
Yeah, they're going down the coast.
Down here?
We rang Balmoral.
No.
We did.
Really?
And I
she at Balmoral?
She's at the moment.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry, Philip was just putting his finger where he shouldn't have been putting it.
Oh, has he been hanging out with Madonna?
Oh, I've never heard of her.
Hi, Queen Lizzie, whatever. Hi.
I do like women, but not like that. Can I just correct you? We are having our dinner down at Sandringham because we were going to go to Rosebud, but we couldn't get in there.
Oh, dear. Hey, what's happening with the paps?
Well, you see, they've just been very intrusive. And, you know, the reason I really did it is because they've not been taking any photos of me. It's all the other family. I don't care about William and all those. I want photos of me in the backyard in the noon.
So, Queen Lizzie, yes. Are you a bit jealous?
Well, you know, Philip's got his nothing, and Charles has got that horse, and William's got that slag, I don't know.
Kate.
I want more photos of me.
Oh, darling.
Hey, is anyone in your
family? The Commonwealth.
Lizzie?
Yes?
Is anyone in your family going to marry someone royal? They've all married trash recently, haven't they?
They're going to marry someone breathing, I should say.
Well, you know, lucky the paparazzi are only taking photos.
Of me?
No.
No, because if they were spreading rumours, they'd be pap smears.
That's very naughty. I'm going to get my corgis onto you.
Thank you, Queen.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Lizzie Les.
You should have a bit more respect.
I do. I have the utmost.
Benny, we're on air, doll. You going to come in now? Thanks. I'll just sit here sucking on my lollipop. Oh, are you with the show? Are you coming back?
What's her name? Hang on.
Should I go to another song?
Rose from Kensington.
What's going on?
Rose from Kensington.
Are you out there fielding calls?
Trying to put band-aids on everything.
Are you? What's going Rose, on?
We had a complaint.
Did we?
Yes, from Rose from Kensington.
How could our show get a complaint?
And get this, a complaint from a beige.
Really?
The beige are arcing up. That's what we like to see.
They're getting all fiery.
Yes.
What's going on? What have you done?
Well, you know,
I love how it's all your fault.
I know. We poked her in the wrong place. We gave it a poke sans lubricate. She didn't like us talking about cougars.
Oh, really? Why?
Yes. Because she said, you know, she for number one, her tits don't sag. They're very plump and out there and buoyant. And she said, you know, she described herself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no need for that kind of detail. I've already lost my cheesels once tonight. But anyway, she also said that she wanted to say that it's very hard to find a man.
Well, it would be.
And this is where rainbow and beige unite.
I really like power twins.
Yes.
Do we knock rings together?
We tried.
Did that work?
It didn't quite fit exactly. So I'm going to put my arm out and
are you gonna give her a big hug?
I'm gonna slap her in the temples.
Oh. And say, I thought you were gonna give her a virtual
listen to
hug.
Your own radio station. No, I'm not, I'm joking. No, I'm gonna give her a big hug. Because there's nothing nicer than a beige that admits that
it's
they need.
It's tough out there.
That it is tough. It's hard times. It's an economic crisis.
But she doesn't want cubs, I'm assuming, or does she? She doesn't care.
Look, at her age, she'll take anything that comes.
Are you speaking on behalf of Rose?
I know
now?
Where she's coming from. I feel her hurt. I just don't feel her taco.
During the week, we received
a
letter for the Home
Through
Air
the post.
Line, posted on December 6th. So it took a while to get
Australia
here.
Australia Post.
Anyway, shall I read it to you?
Yes.
It's addressed to both of us. It's all very official.
It is, isn't it?
It's like a professional, you know.
Just read it, darling.
Oh, okay. Dear Benny and Frank, my name is Jacob.
Jacob?
I don't know if that's relevant.
That sounds hot.
Does it?
It's very biblical.
Anyway, let's move on, shall
we? Yeah, go.
My name is Jacob and I have sent this letter to your homo helpline.
We know.
We do know that.
Because we have it in our hand.
Because I'm in a bit of a dilemma.
Yep.
I've fallen in love
with
a young man who works in the produce department at Coles.
Oh, you poor thing.
Not far from where I live.
Oh, local.
Local. Mm. Local's good. Local produce is good.
Local produce is fabulous.
Not only is he very good looking, but he is so polite and charming.
Oh, not polite and charming.
Polite and charming. Isn't that beautiful?
In your supermarket.
Come on.
Where does he shop?
What's going on?
I haven't met someone polite and charming in a supermarket for ages.
Haven't you? You don't get your cuts of meat.
I've just met dirty and unkept.
Really? At the supermarket?
Yes.
Haven't you gone behind
the
deli?
I think for Christmas I'm going to go into the supermarket, buy a whole lot of cakes of soap and just hand them out to the staff. What? Try this. This is Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, wash your shirt. How can you make polyester that dirty? Have you ever seen polyester that dirt? Some of them look atrocious. It's like, honey, I know it's not, you know, wash your clothes.
Maybe they're having difficulty. It's all right. Let's move on.
Shall
from
we
that.
Make a pact, a rainbow pact?
With everybody or
I
just
think
you
all
and I?
All the rainbows in Melbourne, lift your hands now and we're going to do a virtual high five.
Are we?
But the next time we go into a supermarket and we see someone with polyester shoes or like vinyl shoes that haven't been polished.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
What are you going to do? What are
faint? You gonna... No. Well, shouldn't we? We should just point it out.
Should we be commenting?
Yeah, go on. Go.
My problem is we've got through the first paragraph.
Okay, first paragraph.
Okay, so he's in love with somebody in the produce department.
That's a bit of a problem.
He's very polite and charming and good looking.
Love it.
His problem is, however, I have no idea if he is gay or straight.
Oh.
I do not want to ask him for fear of embarrassment.
You can't ask.
Well, let me get to the bottom of it.
No.
We both have had a number of short conversations.
Okay.
Which is good, you know. You do that in hospitality or in customer service.
That's not hospitality.
Anyway, and sometimes I have noticed that he will stare at me and then look away quickly from a distance. He doesn't do it up close.
Mm.
And on one occasion, he has given me a coy smile.
Only once.
Says one.
What was
I think he's reading into this too much.
Oh, Jacob.
Let me get to the end.
Yes, come on.
Do you think that these might be subtle hints?
No, honey, they're delusions.
cut to the chase, Benny. I am a little bit shy, but I managed to drum up enough courage for me to give him my email address. I would greatly appreciate an opinion from both
Jacob,
of you.
Jacob, you have an email address. You have access to the internet and you wrote a letter? I'm loving Jacob.
Well, but I think he just means like he's given him his email address because he wants to keep in contact. Or he might have asked about a particular piece of produce and said, when you get that in, email me. I'd love a good side of bacon. I'm thinking butcher.
See, Jacob,
I'm thinking man good with hands, you know.
No, I didn't think butcher.
See,
at all.
I did.
No. But see, if okay, let's say it is a butcher, you can't go by the smile because butchers just smile at anyone.
Do they?
They smile willy-nilly.
Do they really?
They hand out smiles to anyone.
Is it because of some particular reason?
If you're feeling really shit, like
go to a butcher.
Go to a butcher.
Wow.
And they'll make you feel sexy.
Are you serious?
A butcher will smile at anyone.
Is it the way they cut their meat?
No, I think they just see everyone as a slab of meat. No. No, a butcher is just because imagine like standing around with just meat around you all day.
I know, it'd be
so when
dead
when,
meat.
When live meat comes in, you're just happy to see it. And people aren't rude to butchers.
No,
maybe because they've got knives in their hands, I don't know. Maybe it's the meat
blood on their front.
Maybe it's the meat cleaver.
Okay, but that doesn't help Jacob. Is he delusional?
My advice is do not fall in love with people at a supermarket.
Why is that?
Well, it's just they're one step away from home and away. They're either going to be like super beige or they're going to be like super rainbow.
Really?
Yeah, because usually what will happen is you'll get the occasional rainbow that works in the supermarket, and they're fully plucked and everything, you know, like they've got the pluck happening.
Are they?
They're manscaped.
And they're always up and down aisles.
They're very and you know they're gay because when you put your shallots on the table, they go, oh, French shallots. You know, they know exactly what it is. Where your beige, like the beige, you put a cauliflower on the weigh machine, and a beige will go.
A grape.
Yeah.
Bunch of grapes.
No, you put cauliflower on the whey and the those beige chicks, first they stop chewing and they go, what's that? Have you ever had one ask you what that is?
They have. They have, yes. When they're even with pears, they're not quite sure. They have to flip. You know that round thing, that chart? They do the start
I
flipping.
I love when they spin the chart. And then you just don't say, what did it land on? What did I win? I better read this out, otherwise it's going to confuse the hell out of me. Hi, lattes. Hello, Two Fat Lattes. I'm in a strawberry apron having oysters with my boyfriend listening to you. No brown colour, just the ones from the rainbow. Love, Darren and Michael. Do you understand what that means?
What, does strawberry apron, is that some kind of euphemism for something else? We thought it was something sexy.
Does anyone know?
Oh, look, Graham's discovered what it is.
Is something a strawberry...
Is it? Can we read it on air?
A jelly donut.
Oh,
Graham, what are you giving me?
Does it mean something else?
Strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, I think you should read that before we mention it.
Oh no, we won't mention it. Thank you, Darren and Michael. Hope you're having a lot of fun with your strawberry apron.
Oh,
where do we get these listeners from?
Oh, they're such fun.
If someone smiled at me, I'd feel very uncomfortable.
Really? Why? Why wouldn't you say something or smile back?
At the moment, I think I've reached grumpy old man stage.
Have
in my
you?
Life. Yeah.
God, that's a bit
See,
early.
If someone smiled, I'd go, what the hell are you smiling at?
Really?
I think I would be
but
like...
But don't you walk around smiling at people?
All the time.
So what's your problem?
I just...
You like to give it but not receive
I'm
it.
A giver. I'm not good on receiving the smile.
Well, that's not good, Benny.
Well, I think something's wrong with them.
Are you sure that something's not wrong with you?
Usually the only things that smile back at me are chimps.
And that's because they're angry.
You know when a chimp bares its teeth at you.
Oh, yeah. Not good.
But they probably think I'm a chimp angry at them.
Oh, because, you're showing your teeth.
But sometimes you have to... Sometimes...
Do you come across a lot of chimps?
I try not to. I do actually have to apologise to Darren and Matt. I thought when he said that I'm sitting here in a strawberry apron, I thought that they were dirty bastards. But...
And but are they?
He's just written a little message and he says, well, he says it's meant to be sexy. He's wearing he's actually wearing like a pink apron. He's got no clothes on.
See,
and they're eating oysters.
We've gone deeper.
I thought you were talking code. Because I thought he was one of our operatives talking code.
Because, Darren, if you look up Strawberry Apron on the internet...
No, don't tell people to do that. Well, there are children listening.
Well, Darren can. I'm asking Darren to do that.
No, but the beige people have their drabs on the internet listening to our show, and now all those drabs are going to go and look on the internet, and then they're going to tell Mummy and Daddy, and they're going to cry, and they're going to go, the two fat lardos told us to look up Strawberry Apron.
That's very elaborate.
Yes.
He was being literal.
Yes, he was actually in a pink apron, he was actually naked, and he was actually feeding his boyfriend oysters.
Nice.
Now, if like me, if you feel very ill at the moment, I need some, not marzipan, what's the other one that stops you from vomiting?
Tirone. Nougat.
I meant medication.
Eno.
But Tirone will do. A few weeks ago, I was saying how Madonna loves to put her fingers in her Monte Carlo. Well, she's always trying to anyway.
That's right.
She's always rubbing around the Monte Carlo, but never actually putting it in the Monte Carlo. One of our listeners at her workplace decided that she, because of the people that work in her department, she would feed them Monte Carlos. And we heard about this through the grapevine. And I want to give that woman a hug. She went through her department, so all those nasties sitting down, and she went through with a tray full of Monte Carlos. She said, Monte Carlos, anyone? And they all swooped, didn't they? They all gagged for Monty's, and she went back to her office with a big smile on her face.
Did she feel good? I think she felt good after.
Knowing that she fed them all, they cannibalized their Monte Carlo.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.